The New Marketing Show is brought to you by Trinity Web Media. Trinity Web Media solves business problems through effective digital marketing. TrinityWebMedia.com. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the New Marketing Show brought to you by Trinity Web Media. As always, joined by my co-host, Kevin Eberle.
Greg, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. Today's a special episode because we are all here on site at our New Jersey headquarters in Surgeonsville, New Jersey. I always say Sargentsville, but it's Surgeonsville.
It's how everybody knows you're not from around here.
Formerly Skunktown? What was it?
Formerly Skunktown.
Skunktown. Yeah. So the cool thing is we have we have 4/5 of our team here. Mm-hmm. We have our developer, Nate Baldwin, who's a resident of Skunktown.
Of Skunktown. Happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
And in San Diego with me, we have our social media director, Tammy Harvey.
Hey.
So
big couple days for Tammy. Tammy saw snow for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so exciting.
Yeah. Living in Southern California, we get sunshine and then more sunshine.
Unless I'm there.
Unless Kevin is there. That's a true story. Like, Kevin will come to work out in San Diego, and there will be the 5 dreariest days that we have all month.
That happened when you came here.
I brought the snow, but where the fuck did I bring it from?
I spent about 3 weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks in San Diego in the last year, and it probably rained 15 out of those 21 days.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, you're doing something wrong. I did something terribly wrong, and here we are.
You're welcome, California. The water table is rising.
Yeah, and listen,
I'll be back in April, so don't worry. The drought will be over soon.
Yeah, and Nor'easter Quinn. I had nothing to do with this, man. I didn't even want to see any of this stuff. So. But we're excited that everybody's here, that Tammy and Nate can join us, Kevin. We can talk about, you know, some of the problems that you have with running a business that you and I experience is finding good talent.
Sure.
And finding talent that fits in culture-wise.
Sure.
You know, we're not
the easiest to work with.
No, absolutely not. We're not. But you know how I like to hire, and the way that I like to bring people into our world is attitude, aptitude, and culture. If sure. It's a culture fit and they have the aptitude to learn what we do at a high level, then bring them in. I would rather do that than bring in somebody who's highly skilled, because typically you don't know if that's the culture, is the chemistry is going to upset the apple cart, mm-hmm. and there's going to be ego there.
And that's super important to what we do as a collaborative team. You know, while we don't want to all have the same thoughts, we do want to have a similar perspective just for us to be able to work and move forward at a pace that mm-hmm. is conducive to business.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's fair. It's a fair point. And I would say, I mean, not saying I'm not highly skilled, but I have learned a lot from these guys already. And
well, wait a second. Time out. You are highly skilled, but if you weren't highly skilled, but you still fit in really well,
right.
you'd still be just as, you know, just attractive a candidate for a hire as if, you know, you had less skills.
I think that's lost a lot in modern day, where people go straight to the college degree and they don't really look for the culture fit. So
yeah. The prerequisite for the job is a degree and not who you are
exactly.
and how you think and how you collaborate or work with each
right.
other. And
mm-hmm. yeah. So today, I think what we want to talk about is attracting talent and also a dispersed workforce. How do we all, the 4 or 5 of us, Scott isn't with us today, mm-hmm. but how do we all work together? What tools do we use? And also, what challenges do we face on a daily basis to get through, you know, with half of us being in California, 3 hours behind, you guys mm-hmm. being here on the East Coast, you know, New Jersey, New York City, 3 hours, you know, ahead of us, Eastern Standard Time. How do we conquer that?
Yeah. So, you know, the one note I want to make for our audience is, even if you don't have a workforce that is displaced as we are with 3,200 miles between teams, it's very common for an architect to have people in the field and still need to take information from here to there in real time,
exactly.
which is what we do across the country. So even if you don't quite fit in, stick around. I think there's still some validity for you to listen and hopefully learn.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think the dispersed workforce is common. It's more common today than when I finished school and, you know, went to work to, you know, in and had to report to a place, you know, 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. I think that it allows us as the founders and the business owners, you know, you running the operations, me running the strategy stuff, to attract better talent that can potentially be a bigger culture fit. So, Nate, what do you think about that?
All right. So I would say that in as technology progresses, you know, our communication abilities progress as well. So we've had that opportunity to be able to have half our company in California, half of the company in New Jersey. And there's different methods that we do to make sure that we enforce our team.
Sure. So so let's talk about some of those methods. Nate, you know, keep us rolling there. You know, what's your favorite way to communicate?
I'd say one of the biggest things is constant communication, but not always through text messages. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have that voice, someone calling you, and really having that dialogue between each member of the team.
Sure. So phone?
Phone calls.
So if we can't work face-to-face, I feel like sometimes phone is the most, you know, effective to have a big picture conversation or something regarding specifics. But a lot of what we do is in Slack and, hey, Greg, can you get me that image? Or Nate, you need this to do this. You know, we use Slack, which is an app that, you know, very similar to Instant Messenger or WhatsApp or
real-time chat.
Yeah, Slack has been a big part of keeping everyone in constant communication. But at the same time, on a project basis, it's good to have an actual phone call. And get those clear details that are often lost in the text message. Yeah,
I totally agree. I think that, you know, Kevin and I met with a client yesterday face-to-face, part of the reason why, you know, the California team is in here in New Jersey. And she said, it's so nice how much you can get done in person. It's so nice how much you can get done, you know, over phone. You know, I think that we've gone to an email society and text message society. And the challenge that I have with that is the context of the message is lost sometimes.
Exactly.
Sarcasm does not translate very well through text message or email.
Not at all, as we all know.
Right. So it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, what we need to do is, if I love using Google Hangouts or Skype, or we use Zoom for meetings face-to-face, because if I can't be here to meet with a client, is it okay, you know, as long as I can see them, we get the sort of face-to-face personal interaction, I feel like we're together, because you can read body language. You can read facial expressions. You know, here's one question I'm going to pose to Tammy is, Tammy, do you think that our clients, you know, you're running social media and you run a lot of social media for clients from California, or a lot of clients that are here on the East Coast. Do you think that our clients care where you're located?
Oh, I don't think that matters, as long as I'm producing the content that's most suited for their business. You know, they don't care where I'm at.
And we have tools set in place so that, you know, we have the Slackbot channel where clients can text us images so that they go right to you. Mm-hmm. You know, do you feel that helps, or do you feel like there's other things that maybe as a company we're lacking, or tools that can improve things?
Well, I think being here in New Jersey is going to be a great experience for me, because I think I'm going to have a better understanding of – like what the business is out here, because there is obviously a difference between East and West Coast. Yeah, there's definitely a cultural difference. But I think that it's going to make me stronger from being out here, because I can see like what, you know, what's really going on. You know,
well, like for example, you know, that's a great point, because for example, one of our clients is a coffee catering company. We mentioned a bunch. And like today, when you came to the office, you were able to smell, taste, and have their coffee.
Yeah, well, and it was the total experience, which I think, you know, again, it's going to make me stronger in my position and in understanding and everything.
When you create brand messaging, you now know the experience you're
absolutely.
That company replicates time and time again for their audience and their client base.
Relate with that passion that, you know, the owner of Camp Cabana has, because once you taste the product and you understand the quality of it, you become that much more involved with that company.
Yeah, and I think that translates across the board, really, in anything that we do. Would it be, you know, maybe, you know, it's a corporate client. You can go there and see their culture. You can go there and actually, you know, work with them on site. And I mean, there are so many tools. Slack is a great one. I love using Evernote. Mm-hmm. Evernote is like my sandbox where I keep all of my – I hate to say this because you guys are going to – call me out on it. I keep all my random thoughts and whatnot. No, none of you guys can peep in my Evernote. Yeah. I'm not going to share this. But you know what? I have that type of stuff there. But that's part of being dispersed. Like, you know, this is actually, you know, this trip out here, this is the first time Nate and Tammy are actually in the same room together.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually today, you know, prior to recording this, we had
lunch.
Lucky
me.
What can I say?
Yes, Nate, the pleasure is all yours. But do you guys think, here's a question. Do you guys, because you're a developer and because you work in the social side, but you guys overlap time and time again. You know, is it hard? Was it hard maybe to interact with each other previously, and moving forward, do you think that interaction will look differently?
Well, I think absolutely. I think it's, you know, it's like there is so much distance and we kind of do different things. I mean, there is a little bit of overlap, but it's not like we're there's communication daily. But I think that now that we've had this like group team. Yeah, link up that it's, you know, I think it'll open the lines of communication maybe a little bit more.
And I think while you're here, we're gonna be able to collab a lot more. And I have my input on social. I'm sure you have input on my project. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun now that we're face-to-face to actually.
Like get down to it.
Yeah. Really so get some work done.
So after meeting face-to-face, you would be more comfortable approaching each other and saying, hey, maybe we could push the needle up a little bit in this regard, or I got an idea here.
While in your own location.
Yeah. I mean, I think it opens up the line of communication a little bit more. I don't think that there was really a boundary, but I feel like, you know, it's not like, oh, because I've never met, you know, we've never met, like, oh, there was a boundary. I think that now that we have met, it just opens up the doors a little bit more.
Sure.
You know?
And that plays back to a Prue's point. I mean, we never really had communication through the phone. We didn't communicate through webcam. Mm-hmm. So meeting a person, it's been good.
Yeah, it's
been a good learning experience.
You know, there's a lot of high level, you know, WordPress development companies that I respect. You know, one in particular, Web Dev Studios, Brad Williams, Brian Messenheimers, and Lisa Sabin, you know, and what they do, and they have a dispersed workforce all across the country. They do high-level WordPress work that I respect. And I know Brian and Brad, and they're the greatest dudes. But what they do is they have company retreats, and they bring everybody together to build that chemistry. Yeah. And I think that that's super important, because while we can all live our daily life and be dispersed – I still think that there's something that's intrinsic of being together and working together and team building and forming that bond that makes you better. It makes being dispersed easier moving forward.
And to your point, not just being in the office, because when you're in the office, you do work, but it's good to go outside the office and team build and really, you know, share some experiences together.
Yeah, if you go outside the office, you might get to see Tammy Top Rock or something like that. or
you don't really need to leave the office to see that.
or you know, you're gonna figure out, you know, that, you know, how you know, Nate's favorite beer is, or this or that, and you're, that's just the stuff that you get by being together versus, you know, dispersed, because, you know, we all live our own lives, and the time difference, you know, is difficult, you know, for all of us, you know, because, and like you put it, Kevin explained to me today, I would say, oh, well, we only, you know, only 3 hours, you know, apart. Well, actually in the workday, it's six.
Yeah. Cause we have, you know, on the East Coast, our workday starts 3 hours prior to yours. And you, you know, you guys are 3 hours after. So in reality, our clients have, you know, approximately 11, 12 hours of the day to get in touch with somebody from our team should they need something. You know, everything we're doing, you know, we're leveraging something that could be disruptive to our building, our business and building a brand. And we're using that as a positive. You know, that's a great thing for the clients. Our office is open 3 hours longer just because of that fact.
Yeah, and I never looked at it that way. I never really looked at it that way until when we started talking about it yesterday, that it's actually a benefit to our clients because, you know, service, if something goes down and it's 6 a.m. in California or 5 a.m. in California, it's 8 a.m. here, you guys, you know, Nate and Kevin, you guys can jump on things. Conversely, if it's 8 o'clock, you know, and in California and something goes wrong, it's 11 o'clock here, Tammy and I can you know, jump into action. Even though maybe what we do, you know, what the situation isn't directly in our department, but when you're this small and you know, you're in a startup mentality, it's all for one and, you know, you pick each other up and there is no, that's not my job. You know, let me get, you know, it's all for the customer's sake. That's our number one job, is make sure the customer doesn't feel any of the disruptions because of the way we model our business.
Exactly. And making it a positive for the client experience, I mean, that doesn't say that it's all pros and no cons. You know, when we work together, it needs to be structured. So Typically, if I know where you're leaving off at the end of your day, You need client approval for something, you need these assets, I have 3 hours in the morning to get that stuff handled before you start losing time on your day.
So those are all positives. So with all of us not being together, you know, we talked about the positives of being dispersed. Nate, what do you think some of the negatives of us not being all together would be?
Transparency. I'd say that it's the different in and outs of the businesses that I'm not aware of and the phone calls that kind of go on that you're not included on, you do feel a little bit outside of the business. But when you're together and we kind of team build a little bit more and learning about the other businesses that we're involved in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that, you know, everything we do in Slack is open? You know, it's visible to every member of our team. Do you think that's one of the ways, you know, since we've kind of implemented that and really tried to make an effort to have all of those discussions in a public
forum? I think that has helped, but while at the same time, the real project, as we said before, it goes on the phone call, you know, and you can't have four people on the phone every time you want to discuss a change you're making in a project.
And that was a point that I really loved what you said with the phone. You know, we have all these ways to communicate, but we're very iterative. And, you know, in the world today, velocity is required. Sometimes picking up the phone and making something happen right now is what it takes to, you know, keep that project moving forward and on.
Man, just trying to keep everyone involved. You know, that's definitely a difficult part about being a part.
Yeah. What do you think about that? What do you think some of the cons about not being with one another day to day could be? And maybe not our company, just, you know.
I think sometimes, from a social standpoint, I mean, because we are two different places, sometimes like the assets I need, or because I don't have personal relationships with, you know, some of the people that we work with, where Kevin has a really great relationship with some of our clients, where more on the West Coast is who I have built the stronger relationships with. And I think it may be because of the time zone, distance, you know, coast, everything, you
proximity.
Know, yeah, absolutely.
I think in business, I think a lot of everything is proximity. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is, while we aren't close geographically, proximity, you know, as long as you have the proximity via technology and open communications and tools like the Slackbot channel, you know, for clients to get us images that we need to go out to schedule, you know, and also, you know, like you were talking, Nate, like Slack being a great asset, and Asana we use for managing projects. Well, three people at this table use Asana for managing projects. I know that I suck at using Asana,
but it can be really useful once we get that down and we have all the project boards
out. That's not, you know, even up for debate. I just suck.
All right, not up for debate either.
I'm wearing that one. I'm bad at that. But you know, I think that technology can create relationships and can create some of the proximity. I still think the human to human interaction is always the best.
Well, if I'm watching a sunset and you're watching a sunset, we have that in common.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We can't do that on the coast. It's a different time of day. You know,
sure.
So we can't do that with certain things, and we connect on other levels to kind of make up for it.
And I think it all goes back to the one thing is, as long as the clients, you know, as long as the clients don't suffer,
of course,
we're gonna make it through. You know, I work with some of the biggest marketing companies, and so, you know, we built the number one marketing blog in the world. And I thought, and their workforce was dispersed, right? And I thought, before I worked with them, I saw that machine running, and I was just like, these guys have their shit together. I don't know how they're doing it. I know what they're doing. They live here. One lives in California. One lives in Flagstaff, Arizona. You know, other people live, you know, in Florida, New York, and all that stuff. And the honest answer to that was, they didn't have their fucking shit together any more than anybody else. They actually had more moving parts, and there were like more fire drills into it. So it's like, but when I was an outsider, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest thing. Like, I had no idea of any of that shit was going on. There were Chinese fire drills every goddamn day almost. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they had a good enough team and they had the culture to pick each other up that it was transparent to the clients and their audience, like which that. I was a part of.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And I think that that's what we strive for. Mm-hmm. More than – wait, say that again, Nate.
I said that's a great point.
Thanks. So I suck. I don't.
I'm regretting saying that.
I know what clip is getting pulled for an audio file.
There we go.
And I'm sure that, you know, the listeners who are listening to this could tell that we actually do like one another. Oh, yeah. I mean, we may not.
It's camaraderie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and bringing, you know, Kevin, like bringing Tammy in and you bringing Scott in and bringing Nate in, like, you know, culture. It's versus the culture thing. You know, I think that that's the biggest fit, because if you can sit around a table and you want to be with each other and you want to hang out and you want to go have a beer with each other, or you want to fucking talk shit about who's got the biggest, baddest basketball game.
That's
which
me.
Which, Tammy, your basketball game is weak. You bring that weak shit in Mission Beach, I'm swatting it, putting it in the Pacific. Like, I'm telling you. With this easy. Easy with
I don't doubt it.
Easy way to park. Easy with that post-up game.
So I think
but if you could talk and work like this,
sure.
Why not?
I mean, if you can go to a bar after work, working lunch or whatever the situation, and you have a conversation about something other than work as a team,
like a win.
You are the you guys should be working together.
Listen, I started the company and I started working on myself 10 years ago because I had no other choices, and I was sick of ad life. I was sick of agencies. I was sick of all this shit, and I was just like, I'm gonna have fun. No, some days are more fun than others.
Sure.
There's typically never really a terrible bad day. There are bad moments and rough hours, but there aren't that many bad days. But it's like, if we're not gonna have fun with our clients that we spent, you know, Kevin and I spent, you know, a great portion of our day yesterday, four or five hours talking about, you know, the clients, you know, personal lives and getting to know their husband and their father-in-law and watching basketball, you know, and all stuff like that. Like, those are the people you want to work with.
Sure.
Because, like, I don't want to be in this not to have some sort of fun. And, I mean, it's not all fun and games. I mean, sure. We're serious about when it comes to work and taking care of our clients. But those are the relationships that you want.
Yeah. When an hour and a half meeting turns into 4.5 hours and you're not tapping your toe and, you know, fingers on the table, like antsy to go, that's a great relationship.
Or when you're on the way to the meeting and the client calls you and says, hey, my husband wants some ribs. Can you stop at your local market and bring us this ribs? Can you pick this up for us? I mean, like, that's a great relationship. Like, no longer are you like, you know, it's no longer like, you know, it's, you know, I keep getting back, and Ted Rubin always talks about this, you know, Ted Rubin talks about return on relationship.
Yep.
And it's not, businesses aren't B2C, business to consumer anymore. They're not B2B, business to business. They're people to people and human to human. And what we're doing is interacting together as humans. So
I don't want to interrupt you, but return on relationship. I don't want to, but I have to. I don't want to, but I have to. Return on relationships isn't always about revenue.
No, a lot of times it's not about
revenue. Going back to like the dispersed team, one of the biggest thing that we've done to overcome that is build a solid culture.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you're a big part of it, you know?
Sure.
You're a big part of it.
It's all joke. You know, I think that attests to how close we are as a team so far. Yeah. Like, we joke and we have fun, and at the end of the day, we're going to get the work done.
Right.
And that's what really matters, and we get it done well.
And we can do it from wherever. Tammy may enjoy being a digital nomad.
Oh, yeah. I get around.
can we please have a Tupac cut in?
I don't know if I have this.
I was like, baby boy, are you down?
Oh, yeah, we need some drops. Yeah.
Wait, we have the. I have some drops I have. No, I have. Nah, okay, I'll figure something else out.
Yeah, we should gotta get those lined up.
But being a digital nomad, as Ms. Harvey says, you know, it doesn't matter where we do the work as long as we do the work and we are available to be in front of a client. So let's just go around the room real quick. Yes or no? Dispersed workforce, does it work for you, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Nate?
Absolutely.
Tam?
Absolutely.
And I would have it no other way. So let's wrap this up. We always like to wrap it up with five quick questions.
Who's under the hot light tonight?
I think we got to do five quick questions to Nate.
I figured it was coming to me.
I think we're going to do five quick questions to
Give
Nate.
Give me them.
All right, ready?
All right.
Favorite pizza place?
Favorite pizza place?
Favorite pizza joint?
Favorite pizza? I mean, come on, you got to go local. It's Maria Rosa's. It's right up the street from us. They have the best pizza and the best mussels.
Excellent. Favorite part about working with Trinity?
Working with Greg. No. working with everyone. I love working with the whole team and, you know, and having the opportunity to learn so much.
This is going to kill me to say this, but congratulations on your Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Greg. I know that took a lot out of you.
But did you climb any light poles?
No, because I sold out of Subway tickets. So you know I would have been on top of those light poles.
Greased or not.
Come on, man.
What's your favorite project you worked on so far?
Probably Raptor because it's a non-for-profit.
The Raptor Trust.
The Raptor Trust. Where's the location of that?
Millington, New Jersey.
Millington, New Jersey. It's a non-for-profit, and they have a great cause, and it's been a lot of fun to work with them. And it's a bird sanctuary.
You and I have spent quite a bit of time going up there through the development phase and seeing kind of – they opened the curtains to us and showed us around. It was really – it was a cool experience.
Yeah. They're good people.
And the fifth question, I guess it would have to be, when are you buying us around the drinks? I'm just kidding.
Is it 5 o'clock yet?
Yeah. Somewhere says that.
Favorite Triumph beer?
Oh, favorite Triumph brew?
The Tribel. The Tribel.
I might have to sample that tonight.
All right.
What do you think?
Drinks on me, boys.
Tell you want to sample that tonight?
I think I will.
Triumph Brewery. Like
well, I think that, you know, and from Kevin, I'll speak for Kevin here. You know, we appreciate you guys, you know, Tammy and Nate, and we appreciate you guys dealing with some of the challenges you have dealing with the dispersed workforce and coming together and working with one another. I mean, I think that you guys
it's
helped
been an amazing learning experience.
You guys helped make us go.
You've helped iron out those creases of going from a 2-person company to 6 people in 6 months.
Yeah, really quick. So,
fantastic.
So without saying,
I appreciate you guys.
That. So, hey everyone, thank you for listening. We enjoyed this having this roundtable, the four of us here. I think that we should do more of these.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And hey, if you like what you listen to, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever else you get your podcasts. And also check us out, trinitywebmedia.com. And we'll talk to you later. See you later.
Peace.